Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better, and everybody do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
Well, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, Thursday edition of 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson, Will Stevens,
Dugs.
I feel like we need a name for today, Houston.
I just called it Always Be Crootin'. Never right. Stop. Always Be Crootin'.
Big Boy Kurt continues.
Yes.
Continues.
You can also say that.
We had a lot of confused Tennessee fans the last, 48 hours.
Some of them are still very confused. Very confused.
I can't wait to get into that later in the program as Gus Dugerton and the, I don't know what year it is, Vols. What year is it?
Year 7.
No. 2017.
Your 2017 Tennessee Vols led by Gus Dugerton.
I knew it wasn't year 7. I just didn't trust Davey.
And Caleb Presley at quarterback are 1-0.
Feels good.
Coming off a 4-7 season.
Wait, did he really name the quarterback? Oh.
We got
you love to see it.
What is it? JoJo Smalls and Rico Burgerton at running back.
Burgerton.
Yep.
Well,
Deion Flash somewhere in
Deion
there too.
Deion Flash is playing receiver. And
great names.
Yeah.
Deion Flash.
Yeah, Rico Burgerton was my favorite. And somebody Stubbs, I think, is the tight end.
Stubbs.
There's
Pua
one.
Pua Stubbs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one. I think it might be a wide receiver or maybe a tight end, but it's Vincent Santomarini or something. It's very, very Italian, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rolled up on
50
UCLA.
50 burger.
Rolled up on him.
Yep, 55-28.
Oh, he let him score late so he could score again. It was a true Steve Spurrier-esque SEC move.
Really need to hang 50 on these guys. Just let them score real quick. I'll take it. Nice win.
Big Cat kept saying, God, I love this SEC speed, because Tennessee's offense is loaded. Oh, their skill
How are
guys
they so bad?
I don't know. Their offense
It's like when Pearl got here, and we're like, whoa,
yeah,
these guys are actually pretty good.
He has a 99 offense. The defense, not so good, but who cares? 99 offense. He kept saying, well, this SEC speed, I mean, it means more, or whatever you guys say. No one ever corrected him.
It means more.
He kept asking in the chat, what is it y'all say? What is y'all? He never used the word just. It was always, it means more. He's like, loving this Tennessee, it means more. It's SEC speed. And then, you know, Wisconsin guy, no clue.
They better not come calling him. They better not come calling him.
People got really, really mad because they showed the Smokey mascot, not the actual dog. And he's like, what's this mascot's name? And it's like, he said, you know, some Rufus or whatever. And everybody's like, Smokey, 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 Smokey. He's like, no, we're not calling it Smokey. It's like, we're calling it Doug the dog. And then
he just got rid of Smokey?
No. Well, then later, people were still coming at him. He's like, no. The actual dog is still Smokey. I'm just talking about the thing in the costume. That's Doug. So people were like, okay, whatever. Because, you know.
So the real dog, Smokey. Right. The costume dog, Doug. Okay.
Is that Doug, D-O-U-G, or Doug, D-U-G?
Probably D-U-G-G.
Doug Duggerton. Yep. I'm in. New nickname for Smokey the fake dog, Doug.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
I mean, it was a beatdown. If he didn't throw reds on pick, I mean, Caleb Presley was on fire at quarterback.
I went out and bought the jersey last night.
Yeah. See, Will's already repping.
You bought that last night?
Yeah, there's no last name on the
from
back.
A homeless guy? Look at that thing.
Yeah, used. Thrift shop.
Yes.
Lightly worn.
Game worn.
Game worn. It was from game last worn. Night's game.
Yeah.
This is how clean Caleb Presley stayed against UCLA.
I 3D printed it straight from the video game.
Who was number 16 in the country, I might add, Houston. This was no down Chip Kelly version of the Bruins. This reminded me of Cal trying to roll into Neyland Stadium, thinking they were going to pull off a big road victory, show that the left coast is king, and we said, nuh-uh, not today, sir. Take your pansy ass back to the West Coast. Enjoy your sunshine.
Sunshine.
As you lick your wounds. 1-0.
Feels good. When's the next stream? Do you know?
I think it's tonight.
Oh, wow.
I think so. I'm not sure.
Back to back. Give the guys some rest, Duggerton.
I think it might be Baylor. Baylor was on the revenge tour for some reason. I guess
he lost to Baylor last season at Texas Tech after saying he wasn't going to stream the game, and then Baylor tweeted at him saying, you need to stream the game.
Stream it, you coward.
So he streamed it, and then he lost.
Yeah, Baylor was already talking smack last night after the win. Like the official Baylor
like
football.
Bring it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, everybody's just all in on this thing
now.
Did
you see Pruitt? Pruitt tweeted about it, really mind-melted the Vol for Lifers.
Why is he happy that someone took his job? Why is he rooting for him and tweeting about it?
There was even a reply back talking about how I'd take 1,000 Jeremy Pruitts over.
Yeah, I saw that the Coach Doug's account quote tweeted, it says, someone doesn't like burgers. 50 burgers, that is.
Oh, goodness. But we'll get into
There's no way Pruitt actually tweeted that, but it was a good gesture. But can
he allowed it to happen. You're either coaching it or allowing it to happen.
Do you think he even knows about it? Has someone had to explain this to Jeremy Pruitt?
You think Pruitt just lets someone run rampant with his Twitter account?
I don't know about rampant. But
I'm sure they poked their head in and said, hey, coach, this big guy on the internet
and he's like,
is playing a video game.
Explain it to me. Okay.
I think like a recruit, he was texting back and forth to the recruit. And he's like, oh, like that's really cool. Y'all got Coach Doug's. And he was like, yeah.
Who the hell is Coach Doug's?
Yeah.
Pruitt tweets this. I consider Coach Doug's a friend and have always respected his offensive philosophy. I'm glad we share a passion for getting Tennessee back on top. Go Vols.
No, that's what happened. He's talking to a recruit, and the recruit's saying, like, hey, that Coach Duggerton stick you guys are doing is really, really cool with Big Cat and yada, yada, yada. And Pruitt probably opened the door. And
mutes
goes,
his phone.
Goes, Riley! Riley, tweet about the video game crap!
Yeah, right. That was probably it.
That's probably the way it went.
Yeah, just like that.
Just like that.
Well, coach, it's a video game, and he's a coach on the game? All right. It's very popular on Twitter and social media. Oh. Yeah, whatever you think.
Well, I was just just on the phone with Cayman Marley. He thought it was pretty damn cool, so let's go ahead and roll that out.
Vols at another
one. Not a 3-star.
No.
4-star.
Top 150 player in the country.
Number 5 athlete in the entire land.
8th best player in the state of North Carolina.
Cayman Marley?
Finally.
K- Cayman Marley?
Cayman.
Cayman?
Like the alligator.
Oh.
It's spelled different, but that's...
Yeah, that's with a C.
Right. Cayman.
Cayman.
Marley.
Marley.
Had offers from, obviously, Tennessee, Florida, Kentucky, North Carolina. I don't know if I can say that, but take that, Mac Brown. Ohio State, Penn State, South Carolina, Texas A&M, Virginia Tech, West Virginia, Wisconsin. He hasn't decided if he's going to play offense or defense yet. I don't care. He's a .9357, 6'2", 206. I think that looks like a guy who could play a little linebacker, a little safety, or maybe even wide receiver. Although he's being recruited by Jay Graham, so maybe they think he's a running back. I don't know.
Thicker, skill athlete with powerful frame, versatile enough to fill a number of positions in college. Plays wide receiver, running back, and safety in high school. Also punts.
Just unbelievable.
Rugged as a wide receiver. Plays through contact at the catch and as a runner. Productive after the catch. Good ball skills and body awareness. Seeks contact as a runner. Flashes punishing mentality on defense. Not a sudden athlete. Speed is a question mark. Extremely poor competition clouds athletic context. We like upside more on the defensive side of the ball. Could struggle with press coverage and separation as a receiver on the next level. Not a no-brainer talent, but production and versatility point to a likely Power 5 starter with long-term NFL draft upside. Projected to be a 4th to 7th round pick one day in the NFL draft.
At
comparison,
punter.
Jalen Samuels of the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's all according to Barton Simmons.
Ty praise.
I mean, he's 6'2". He's a pretty big guy. I was going to make comparisons to some of the... There's NFL receivers that kind of play like a running back, kind of always have.
Like Steve Smith?
Yeah, that's not a bad one, although he was...
He's a little faster. So I say that fast. Just because he's mean.
More like Golden Tate.
Okay.
You don't want a Golden Tate on your college football team? Kind of.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I
don't
know, feel like kinda... Golden Tate and Steve Smith are pretty similar, but
no, Golden Tate's slow compared to
Steve Smith. Is he slow?
I mean, he's not slow, but he's not. Smith could just. I watched Steve Smith one time in person with a guy 4 inches from him trying to press him off the line of scrimmage.
Didn't touch him.
Didn't touch him. Ball snapped, and he just he basically juked him out of his jock right there at the line of scrimmage from a dead stop. It was insane.
I have good news and bad news.
Uh-oh.
We now have 9 4-stars.
Okay.
But only 1 5-star.
What's the bad news?
We had 2 5-stars yesterday. We had 7 4-stars. Now we got 1 commitment and now have 9 4-stars, but only 1 5-star. We had no decommits.
But we got a 4-star.
Right. That's why we're at 9 and not 8.
How many 4-stars did we have yesterday?
7. Were you listening?
But we got 1 commit.
Right.
So that should be 8. I mean, I'm not a math. Wait, I am. So 7,
yeah, you are.
7 plus 1 is 8.
Right.
I'm pretty confident about that.
Dylan Brooks.
What?
The number one player in the state of Alabama is no longer the number one player in the state of Alabama.
What?
And has been dropped from a .99-something 5-star. To a .982 4-star.
How is that possible? They're quarantined.
I guess his corn tape was really bad, and he...
Do we have inside information that he's been sitting around eating bonbons?
He got,
like, what
he got,
the hell?
Yeah, I guess he just got way worse during the quarantine.
Is this 24/7 again?
Yep.
What are you doing?
I'm not trying to start anything. I was just.
No, not you.
No. I just don't want to get.
You're
I don't want to get in a thing.
Facts.
I don't want to.
It's a fact.
It doesn't need to be a
they
thing.
They dropped a 5-star to a 4-star during a quarantine. I don't know how this happens. Is he not that good, or did he just not go to Alabama? Let's just ask the question. Let's just throw it out there. Oh, he didn't go to Alabama. Yeah, he's not. May not be that good. You know who
offers from Bama, Auburn, Florida, Florida State, mm-hmm. Georgia, LSU, Miami, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Oregon, Texas, A&M. That was both. I just said them like that. Southern California, Virginia, to Clemson. Oh, Clemson apparently did not offer. That's probably why. Oh, Clemson didn't offer him. I think they had the top two defensive ends already committed.
They couldn't get him.
Yep. Dropped Dylan Brooks.
Huh. Interesting. There's a 24/7 Sports article titled, Ohio State commits do very well in updated top 247 rankings. Six Notre Dame commits in latest 247.
Top 247. Yeah, it's weird.
And the article about Tennessee, Vols commits, targets on move in updated 24/7 Sports rankings.
Yeah, they're falling. Moving down. They don't want us to be good. They don't want us to be good. It's a ploy. They're the same players they were before this quarantine started.
Exactly.
But Tennessee's players aren't as good because there's no way Tennessee could be recruiting this well. Drop them. Golly. Mm-mm-mm. They do it every year. Oh, he's a five-star. Cool. Where'd he go? Tennessee, drop him. Bailey, drop him. Kavarius Crouch, drop him. Darnell Wright, drop him. Or maybe it was Wanya. I think it was Wanya. Drop him. They're five stars. The only thing that changes is they commit to Tennessee. Boom, four-star. And then that I saw them. Well, a couple of the other guys moved up. Nobody who was a three-star became a four-star. We had a five-star become a four-star. Just maybe I'm making it up. You know what? Probably am. Probably no correlation here. No correlation at all. It just seems weird. You know, guys, Georgia and Bama are really struggling in recruiting, and Tennessee's killing it, and they're getting guys from those states. Like, you think this is like Kirby and some other coaches making some calls? Like, hey, you need to drop some of these Tennessee guys a little bit. Nick Saban's mad that Dylan Brooks didn't go to Alabama, so he's like, oh, yeah, he's definitely not the best player in the state. Definitely not.
We already got Terrence Lewis, right?
That's yeah, he's
Chaminade.
Chaminade. Madonna.
Prep. He dropped 15 spots.
And hung on barely to a five-star composite ranking.
Terrence Lewis did?
I believe that was him, right?
Wasn't it one five-star?
Wasn't it Terrence Lewis and Dylan Brooks, I believe? Yeah, after gaining a four-star commit, did Clemson get a commitment yesterday? Or were they at 12?
I don't remember.
Somehow Clemson is now ranked third.
They probably just bumped all their guys up. I'm telling you, they figured it out. The recruiting services have figured it out. We don't have to be right before these guys go to schools. We just need to match up the schools that are good with the players they take. That's why the numbers are better. I mean, it's part of it. I do think they're better at evaluating now than they – I do think they get better and better at evaluating kids. There's more information. But I also think they've learned that – I mean, why else? Why else would Clemson have not good recruiting rankings, win a national championship, and then have great recruiting classes every year now? I mean, I do understand that once you win, you get better guys.
That's what I was saying. Once you win, prove it.
There's no way to separate how much is one thing and how much is the other. Some of our targets went up. Probably just allowing some room, so if we get them, then drop them back down again.
Makes me feel like it's almost like, hey, don't commit to Tennessee. You're going to drop in the rankings.
Oh, now that would be, talk about conspiracy theories.
Sam tweeted at me and said, Tyon Evans got bumped to a four, apparently not on 24/7, so at least not in the composite. And was he the number two JUCO player already, or was he one? I guess if he moved up, he had to go from.
He was the number one running back.
Yeah, he still is. Okay, the 24/7 JUCO ranking now has him as a four-star. commit to Tennessee, drop.
Dylan Brooks dropped from number 26 to number 69 without anything happening.
Not nice.
Like, I don't. I mean, listen, I do understand small tweaks. It's like you're getting your fantasy football draft rankings ready for a big draft, so you study it a little more, you move some guys up two or three spots down to it. But how you can do this all year long and move a guy from 26 to 69 just with no
his
new information.
Offer list.
Yeah,
with
he picked Tennessee over Auburn, LSU, and Alabama. I mean, I feel like that's the national champion, the place that's won more national champions recently than anyone else, and the only school that seems to be able to beat them occasionally. Really, the other two.
And that's where his dad went. Auburn.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
His dad went to Auburn, and he chose to go to Tennessee. Drop him. It's just, they don't want Tennessee to be good, man. They don't. We're having too much fun. Mm. We got Doug's, dropped a 50 burger on UCLA, got another 4-star recruit. People can't handle it. They don't like seeing us happy.
Another one of our targets, defensive tackle, Tyrion Ingram Dawkins. He got dropped from 17th to 86th.
Like, how do you drop? Like, what?
It's because he's probably
going to Tennessee lean.
Going to South Carolina.
Oh, really?
They're worse. So they dropped him even further.
Like, what is that?
He's right in their backyard.
Like, why can you not be a great player and not necessarily want to go to the team that just won a national championship? Like, why is that so bad? Why does that automatic? I mean,
Caden Salter dropped two spots, quarterback.
Two spots in the quarterback rankings overall?
No, overall. See, like that type of move does make sense, right? Like, if quarterback passed him, but they're like, hey, these other guys, this position, whatever.
Yeah.
Dropping Pensacola. Dropping 50, 40 or 50 spots makes no sense.
They used to have the rankings, like the little grade.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be like a graph, and it'd show you where they were ranked before. It looks like they got rid of that.
Oh, took it out, huh? So you can't see their work.
Tennessee, an average player rating, is 14th currently in the nation for the top 50 schools.
We get the .94 player, and we went down.
Mm-mm-mm. Holy cow. Aaron Willis.
That would have been for the next year. Wouldn't it?
No, Marley's for 2021.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not crazy, am I?
Mm-hmm. Well, not...
Not about that.
Never mind.
Thanks. Real vote of confidence.
No, I just, you know.
It was like an AD saying, yeah, he'll be our football coach.
He definitely will be.
Aaron Willis, St. Francis Academy, Baltimore. Dropped from 123 to 187. And he got passed over by another outside linebacker. He's now 11th instead of 10th. He picked Tennessee over Maryland and LSU.
Can you sell this if you're Jeremy Pruitt? Like,
they don't believe in you.
I mean, because I bet there are some recruits who are like, I'm not going to Tennessee, man. They'll drop me in the rankings. Like, that we talk about how much they love edits and graphics, right? Like, that's probably a thing. Like, oh, where can I go and my ranking will go up? How do you flip this around, though? Like, if you're Jeremy, you're like, I don't care how many stars you got. I don't care. They could take away all your stars tomorrow. You're still going to be the same player. Come play for Tennessee. I guess that's the pitch.
I mean, I've never asked a kid about rankings, but they've got to follow this stuff like crazy, right? At least their own. I mean, it's got to be a thing, right? Yeah, I would use it.
Ooh, Mike Farrell yesterday tweeted out, Vols just added arguably the best piece of their 2021 class so far, in my opinion. This kid, talking about Kamen Marley, can do it all.
Hmm.
Hmm. I will now drop him in the rankings.
There was one big-time riser from pretty close to home, Houston.
Oh, really?
A certain royalty prince.
Oh.
How do you say his last name? Colley?
Colley.
Prince Colley.
I saw this yesterday.
Davy Crockett High School, Jonesboro, Tennessee. He had... It says previous 24/7 sports ranking. It says 88 rating because he wasn't really ranked. 3 stars. He's now the number 25 outside linebacker.
Nice.
4 stars.
What is he overall ranking? Like,
let me click on him.
Is he like 200? No. Top 200 player?
302. Well, that's composite. He's 230 in 24/7 sports, 16th best outside linebacker, 6th best player in the state of Tennessee.
So he's in the top 24/7?
Am I crazy? I thought he was a wide receiver.
He plays wide receiver.
Okay.
And safety.
Gotcha.
And a little linebacker.
6'1", 200?
And I think he punts too.
Outside linebacker?
It's David Crockett. They got like 32 kids on the football team. He has to play everything.
No. But they're supposed to be projecting for college. Like, he's not going to play outside linebacker at Tennessee, right?
If he commits, yeah.
Play whatever he wants.
Well, that's the thing. You put weight on him and slide him inside the linebacker, or do you let him say slim and trim and run safety?
No, I thought he was a burner, like a – okay. I didn't realize he was such a physical guy.
He's a force.
I thought he was more like an athletic, you know.
Mm-mm. I mean
– your type
he
of
is very – no.
Okay.
When I saw him play receiver, he was good. I don't think he had like his best night, but he's a mean defensive player. Nasty. That's what you want. So you got a big jump, huh?
Yeah.
It's great.
They did move Tyon Evans up one spot in the JUCOs.
He was the 3 overall JUCO, and now he's 2?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just...
Apparently this was mainly a defensive ratings adjustment.
What? They only adjusted the rankings for defensive players?
Mostly defensive guys, yeah.
Can you explain that to me?
That's just what it says. I don't know. I'm just reading 24/7 sports article.
Okay.
By our good friend Ryan Callahan, who doesn't rank the players, so don't hate on Ryan. He's just reporting the news.
According to Rivals, we don't have any 5-star players and 9 4 stars.
What? Do we lose one there, too?
I don't know.
No. Probably didn't go to the right camp or something.
I mean,
the right Zoom meeting. This guy didn't show up for our Zoom Rivals camp. Knock him down.
He said no to an interview because he was eating dinner. Drop him 20 spots. We need a break. I got to sort this out. What the hell?
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. Sorry, apparently they didn't drop Ingram Dawkins. My South Carolina sucks. They dropped him more theory out the window. It was apples to oranges. They listed his position ranking, then his overall ranking.
It should be noted that the people who cover teams do not change rankings.
Right. Well,
they might provide information to the scouts. As far as, hey, we talked to a coach and he said this player is really good. Look at him, and then the scouts will rank them. But
I do wonder
poor Ryan Callahan, he does not drop players in the rankings.
I do wonder why he gave a positional ranking and then an overall ranking. Like, did he not? I mean, the 2021 guys that have a ranking are all rated overall now. That was a little weird, but whatever.
You guys are complaining about a non-issue.
Here, like, this is crazy though. Like, 24/7 Sports has this kid 86 nationally. His composite is 286 nationally. So that means Rivals must have him at like 400, right? Like,
they evaluate players at a different pace. It's fine.
And is that why? I assume that's why Dylan Brooks and guys like that drop, because they're having to put guys that they really haven't found yet in And so whoever they put him in ahead of it just moves everybody down.
And there's the newness bias, right? Like, oh, yeah, we evaluated that guy 6 months ago. He's pretty good. But this new guy's not committed anywhere. I just watched his tape, and he's really good. Put him towards the top. Why is it a non-issue, Davey? What are you whining about?
I'm not whining. I'm just saying.
You sound a little whiny when you said it. You guys are playing about a non-issue. So what's the non-issue?
Complaining about recruits moving up and down a board. We know they're talented. Now, if you want to talk about rankings, there's an article we can get to as it relates to where the college football coaches rank.
We're on this right now.
Yeah, we're on recruiting.
Why?
You can talk about that later. There'll be time.
What you don't think it's? I mean, obviously, it doesn't change but it's like recruiting is all an image. Like Tennessee's hot right now. The good players are going there. You don't find it a little? Okay, let's hypothetically say it is intentional. Wouldn't that be a pretty dirty move if you're dropping Tennessee commitments or just committed players in general because you get more clicks when uncommitted players are ranked highly?
It's not dirty in my opinion. It's just part of the game.
But they're supposed to they're supposed to be news. They're supposed to be impartial, unbiased. They're supposed to say, here's the information, here are the best players. But when you manipulate the rankings for your own benefit,
So it's media.
It's
impartial and unbiased.
It's new media. I just don't like it. Like, you should just rank the top, 1,000 players, and that should be that. But it feels to me like certain players, certain situations get more pub, get more, clicks, and so you manipulate the data to get more clicks.
And David,
as if, the people pay subscription money for this. Like, what? You're paying to get lied to? Who wants to do that?
And Davey, I don't really care. The Tennessee fan base is the Michael Jordan of fan bases. If we're being petty, if we're creating something out of thin air just to fuel our recruiting efforts and our fan base to push harder, to like more, to retweet.
Put on more steam.
Exactly. This is our chip. Don't take it away. JT says the number one player in the state of Alabama is committed to Tennessee at 24/7 Sports. Yeah, we can't have that.
What Up Hon says, we're getting him Maynardville mad this morning. The rankings should be frozen. What are they basing the changes on?
He thinks it's a big conspiracy that the Alabama guys are saying, hey, if you decommit from Tennessee, you get that fifth star back. And Bill says the founder of 24/7 and Rivals is an Alabama guy.
Shannon Terry's an Alabama guy?
I didn't know that.
Know that either. No.
Makes sense.
It does make sense. Anything about the business of football? I have their hands in it.
He said maybe that's why Tennessee guys dropping the rankings.
I mean, he founded Rivals, but he left a long time ago. Then he had to sit out for like 2 years, non-compete.
And then he fired up 24/7.
Oh, he took everything he did at Rivals and improved it. As far as the, not necessarily like the people, although he did steal some. But the crystal ball thing. Like mm-hmm.
The composite.
Yeah, it's just good. Good ideas.
Yeah, for some reason, people still pay for 24/7 and deal with ads on the page, that used to be like a you had to pick thing back in the day.
Oh, people are into recruiting. They buy all three.
Yeah.
ESPN Inside, Rivals, 24/7. And whatever floats your boat, man. If it makes you happy, do it.
You guys are worrying about a non-issue.
If it's a non-issue, why even have rankings at all? Why not just say, here are the players. They're pretty good.
Because it's something you can make money off of.
We make money when I complain on the radio.
All right, then keep complaining.
I am. But it's not a non-issue. It's very serious business.
It is.
It's all about perspective.
I know. The perspective leads to more recruits. I actually agree with you that it doesn't matter if the class was done, signed, sealed, and delivered.
But right now, now it matters.
Yeah.
Because it's all, that's what I was saying. It's all about the image.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about this.
Got a five-star last night. I can't remember his name. Doug's was out hitting the recruiting trail hard.
Can you focus for 1 minute? and stop trying to derail the conversation at every turn. They had the power yesterday. If they'd wanted to, they could have dropped Tennessee's commits enough to where we fell out of the top five. You think is that fair? I mean, Clemson, I think they did get a three-star quarterback commit yesterday, and suddenly they're up to three? They jumped North Carolina?
That would have been hard. We'd have to drop 40 points.
I'm saying they could do it if they wanted to. They have that power. Should they have that power? I don't think so. Feels like once you give somebody a certain ranking, unless they get injured or...
We should do our own rankings, and all the Tennessee guys are at the top.
Then we're no better than they are.
The Vol for Life Facebook page would love us. They'd be like, hell yeah, these are the rankings I subscribe to.
I really do wonder, like, what the basing the changes is on.
New recruiting service idea. Every team page has different rankings, and it has their guys always bumped a little higher than all the other team pages. Is that not perfect for today's, like, bubble?
Just the echo chamber effect, yeah.
I just want to read the site that has my guys the highest. Great, we'll create it for
you. My Georgia buddy says his class is ranked number one. No, no. Here's the secret sauce right here. We're number one.
It's the same URL. It just has, like, the little UGA or UT or UF on the end.
Non-issue. Come on, man. What are you doing? It's an issue. It's a big issue. We'll see, I guess. We'll see if guys keep dropping.
We'll see how Harrison Bailey
is this year. I
swear,
when Philip Fulmer was here and guys would commit, they would go up in the rankings.
Yep.
It happened to some with Butch Jones, too, I remember, early. And then...
Fulmer had the reputation.
Just hear me out. What if sometimes with certain coaches it goes up and sometimes it goes down? And there's no set system at all. They're just going based off what they think they want to do.
What they think they want to do?
Mm-hmm.
That's not what they sell. That's not what they present as. Like, if a guy's a five-star player, top 20 player, and nothing changes, how does he drop to, like, six? What did you say, 68, 69?
69.
20-something.
How? 69.
Nice. Did they evaluate 50 players now who are suddenly better than Dylan Brooks? I'm just saying it's politics, and I just don't like it. I don't like the politics in it. It's like, you told me this guy was good, he commits to Tennessee, and now you're saying he's not as good. Why? I just want to know why. What happened? What changed?
Maybe he didn't get any worse. Maybe everyone else just got better.
In a quarantine? Even if they did, how would you know that?
That's my point, Davey. Like, there's no evaluation going on right now.
They can't even go to camps if they
wanted
to.
They can go back and rewatch the film.
My guess is that's what I mean.
2 to 3 spots within, like, with guys at different positions makes sense.
It's just really weird something. That when you first evaluate a player, you're like, yes. Because it's weird because...
You're supposed to say 5-star means he's just this good. If there happen to be...
Which is weird, too, because there's only, 35... No, is it 25 stars in a class?
I thought...
Every year?
I thought they could go up to 32 because it's, like, first-round picks, right?
And that's still kind of weird. Like, what if it's just a great... year for talent, and you have 100 5-stars. You can't give everybody a 5-star.
Okay, hang on.
Then it matters in the rankings.
We'll come back with this. Like, you're right. Like, dropping in the rankings is, I guess, in a vacuum, fine, in my opinion. But how do you drop their rating? How did they become not as good of a player?
Right.
That's my question.
If someone else got better, how did they get worse?
Troy Green.
Final segment, hour number one, Thursday edition of Three and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Crest, Davey and Will with you. Talk a little recruiting as Tennessee adds a player, but drops because...
A 4-star.
Yeah, we added a 4-star guy, and our numbers go down because they took a 5th-star away from a guy. Yeah, I don't understand. Maybe even adjusting a guy's rating number a smidge. I don't know. Maybe that makes sense if you have more guys weigh in, more scouting guys, I guess. And I understand guys changing in the rankings. I remember asking Ryan Callahan about this last year with Harrison Bailey. he said sometimes quarterbacks get rated way early because mm-hmm. they're on the radar sooner.
Sure.
And so
they also commit earlier.
Yeah, and so you got Harrison Bailey at a certain level, and then all of a sudden there might be like a, let's say, a defensive end that's a real athletic guy but hadn't really put it all together on the field, and then, boom, he has a monster year. And so now his rating goes up, so when he goes into the overall rating or overall rankings, he gets inserted ahead of Harrison Bailey, naturally making Harrison Bailey have to go down one spot. Like, that makes perfect sense. But you rated a guy a five-star in Dylan Brooks. And then,
because he's a five-star talent.
Right. And then in quarantine said, nope, he's not a five-star talent anymore. Or we were. I mean, they're basically saying we were wrong. Like, how can you be that wrong? I don't know if I should be impressed that they're willing to admit that or embarrassed for them that they're, like, that makes me not want to trust their numbers at all, or especially to begin with. And then obviously brings up kind of the more conspiracy theory type of thing that, like, hey, do you guys adjust guys based on who their offers are and where they – I mean, we know they do that. They have admitted that. That if Nick Saban offers a kid that they have as a three-star, that they're going to rewatch his film and see if they can see what Nick Saban sees. Which, in a way, is okay if you know that's the deal going in, but in a way – I kind of wish there was a guy out there who says I'm so good at evaluating players in film that I'll do it independently. Like, don't even tell me who's offered him. And they're like, man, you got, like, no one's offered this kid, and you got him as a four-star. I don't care. They should have offered him. That I wish there was some rankings god out there.
Well, that I feel like that's what they sell.
That is what they sell.
It just doesn't seem to be the way it goes. Like, for example. Dylan Brooks, mm-hmm. his initial ranking was a .99. He was the 26th best player in the country. This was on April 15th of last year. April 15th.
Okay.
2 months later, he dropped, well, it was weird. He dropped in his overall number to a .988, but he went up to the number 24 player in the country. He then jumped up to the 17th best player in the country in July. August went to 18th. Then in December, goes to 20, 19, 19. And then, so he's basically been hanging in that 26, 20 range.
Mm-hmm.
Again, as high as 17. The last ranking was February 28th. He dropped .0001. To a .9878. The only thing that's changed since February 28th and now is that he committed to Tennessee. He drops from 19 to 36 and loses, it's his biggest jump yet, loses .0058 on his total score, to so now he's a .9820. So his biggest move, up or down, is this re-ranking, and the only thing he's even been able to do since the end of February is commit to Tennessee. I'm just saying it's a little peculiar.
It is.
It's just weird. It's the same thing that happened last year with Harrison Bailey. They just kept dropping him. He kept winning games and throwing, you know, 350 and four touchdowns. Kept dropping him, kept dropping him, kept dropping him, kept dropping him. All he did was go up until he committed to Tennessee. Then, whew, just answer. Yeah.
Fact.
Now, it's not like every player, that's what happens. But it seems like we always get a couple five-star guys that they're like, oh, no, one of them's not as good as we thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
And yet all of Clemson's players get, like, I bet you watch, that three-star quarterback they got yesterday, I guarantee you he'll be a high four-star in a month. Like, oh, we reevaluated him, and they are right. They know what they're doing at Clemson, and this guy's so good. He's so good. Why don't you just say he's good now? Oh, because you didn't know how good he was because Clemson didn't tell you? Just a sham. Feels like a sham. Tennessee's too hot. So they got
to cool,
they got to put baby in the corner.
Clemson's a quarterback's name, Bubba.
Bubba.
He's the worst player in the class.
Again, just watch. Remember today where Bubba's ranked.
Yep. He's 6'4", 195. He's a .87. They don't even have him rated in their overall rankings. They have him as the 21st best pro-style quarterback, 38th best in Georgia. The composite has him 529, 19th best. So, like, Rivals is ahead of the game on Bubba. We'll see. North Oconee High School.
Clemson's going to get another commit and probably drop us to 3. You know that, right? Because apparently...
It'd have to be the best commit of all time.
Is that true?
I think based off the numbers.
Yeah, so they'd have to get a couple. I mean, they will eventually.
No, yeah, they've only got, what, 12? 12 commits for Clemson?
Yeah, 12.
That wouldn't have to be the best. No, I think it would have to be another 5-star, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. It's Clemson. I mean,
they'll get a 5-star, a couple 4-stars, and yeah, they gone.
That's okay. We'll do the same. I mean, then they'll get dropped to 4-stars because they'll commit to Tennessee, but it's over. Live and learn.
That quarterback's the only 3-star Clemson has.
It's pretty good.
Well, this is their off year for quarterback.
It is?
Mm-hmm. They got DJ Ugalele.
Oh, that's right.
Last year. Stud.
We'll see.
The guy they took in their off year before that, though, the guy that's the backup right now, he was a 4-star.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
So this guy,
I'm sure Bubba will get bumped up. Yeah.
He'll be the next big thing. Does this happen to the Big Ten schools? Like will did Minnesota and Iowa get knocked down? They're in the top 10 right now.
They did, actually. Minnesota was 6th. They're now 8th. Iowa was 5th. They're now 9th after the update. Texas jumped a spot. Michigan jumped a spot. Notre Dame jumped 2 spots.
Huh.
Miami jumped a spot. Penn State jumped 2 spots. Baylor.
Maryland went down, I'm guessing.
No, listen. Maryland stayed the same. Baylor.
Yeah.
Fell 6 spots.
So Baylor.
Georgia.
Iowa.
Georgia came up 5 spots.
You can't tell me that's not a thing. I mean, come on. And I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy, but like I do believe in natural bias.
Bama came up 5 spots.
So Bama and Georgia up.
Received no commitments, but went up.
Michigan, Notre Dame, and Texas up.
Missouri went up.
Minnesota, Iowa down. Tennessee down. North Carolina down.
Mississippi State went up.
Yeah, they each got 2 spots.
A&M went up. Auburn stayed the same.
I mean, yeah, a couple of them are going to move a spot or two, but it's the teams that jump like 5, 6, 7 spots where you're kind of like, or fall that much. It's like, huh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Like Baylor falling 6 spots from 10 to 16 is just kind of like, what? What? Oh, yeah, because we don't know a lot about their coach and how good they're going to be anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they don't have a single 5 or 4-star.
But they didn't have it before they were 10th. That's the thing. They did like nothing about their class changed, and they fell 6 spots because they're Baylor.
Yeah,
we would have fallen if we didn't have 23 commits.
Well, if take Marley back out of the class, we'd be worse, right? He's a 4-star. He's bringing our average up.
Yeah, 4 stars, isn't it? Right around like somewhere between 15 and 20 points for the player.
I thought it was a little lower now.
Okay. I mean, and it's different, too, because we're at 23, so right. He's replacing a player, not getting the full total counted, which, like, yeah. Clemson, for their next 8 commits, they get the full point value because it's your top 20 players in the average.
Gotcha. We'll come back. We'll kick off hour number 2. You can get in, weigh in. Give us a shout, 865-546-8200. We'd love to hear from you right here on 3 and Out.